Well, Jeff Cook is with us. He is with the Superior Watershed Partnership. And good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Well, we're talking right now about some money that has been received to, in a way, stop wildfires from happening up here, or at least diminish them. Talk a little about what you're working on with that.
Yeah, so what we're offering is free wildfire risk reduction assistance throughout the UP, and it's available to Upper Peninsula communities, tribes, and private landowners. And you know, the main goal of what we're doing is to, using principles of the FireWise program, which is a national program from the National Fire Protection Association. And the main goal of that is to prevent a wildfire from moving into structures. So what we're going to do is we're going to send a four-person crew who has been trained in doing property assessments and also trained in removing flammable materials using chainsaws and brush saws and stuff like that. So when they show up at a property, they'll assess the situation and see what kind of risk there is from a wildfire moving through the area. And then working with the landowner or the homeowner, they'll determine what actions to take as far as removing small trees or brush or other flammable materials away from structures. So that if a wildfire does start nearby, the goal is that the fire will stop or lay down close to the home, and it'll give firefighters an opportunity to put the fire out.
So how do you then assess the possibilities that there's just too much vegetation here, or you know this it needs to be, you know, you have to open up this area? Exactly, what do you do to tell folks, hey, your home is not safe, or your home is, hey, you need to do this?
Yeah, it's a good question. So some prime examples are, you know, if your house or garage or structure in your yard has, you know, shrubs or trees or tree limbs growing, you know, right adjacent to it. You know, stuff like that should be removed so that there's a good buffer. You know, if a forest fire does start, you know, it's going to go through the brush and go through the trees. And if it starts a tree or other flammable vegetation that's right adjacent to your structure, there's a good chance it's probably going to jump onto the structure as well. So the main goal is to create a good sized buffer around structures between structures and the surrounding forest. A good rule of thumb is about 30 feet or so. Now that's not saying that all vegetation needs to be cut down in that 30 foot buffer, but, you know, like I said, limbs and brush, especially the ones right adjacent to structures, those should be definitely trimmed, possibly be removed. And then as you move out farther away from structures, we start looking at doing progressively kind of like less thinning and removing trees, you know, the farther you get out away from structures. So the closer you get to structures, the more vegetation should be removed, but the farther you get away, you know, kind of like less and less. We're not looking at doing clear cuts around houses or anything like that, but, you know, I'm kind of doing targeted treatments to make the situation a little bit more safer around the structures.
Okay, last question is, how can people take advantage of the service that you're just describing here?
Yeah, if you're interested in either in learning more about this or requesting our services, there's a few different ways you can get a hold of us. You can contact me directly. My phone number, 906-228-6095, extension 18. You could email me at jeff@superiorwatersheds.org. That's J-E-F-F at superiorwatersheds with an S on the end, .org. Or you can check out our website at superiorwatersheds.org. And there's a link right on the top of our website that has fire mitigation services.